WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws us some serious curveballs, right? We all experience those moments when things feel overwhelming, chaotic, and frankly, a little out of control. Ever felt like you're being pulled in a million different directions at once? You know that feeling, that dizzying sensation where your to-do list seems endless and your inner voice is screaming, take a chill pill. That's precisely why today's episode on staying grounded in the face of adversity feels so incredibly relevant. Because trust me, finding that inner anchor amidst the storm is not just helpful, it's absolutely essential for our well-being. So how do we actually do this? How do we stay grounded when life throws its best or worst punches? I've got 5 key takeaways that have been absolute game changers for me, and I can't wait to share them with you. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Take a few moments each day to simply be present. Pay attention to your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and soak in the beauty around you. It might sound simple, but it's powerful stuff. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental hamster wheel. A little mental detox can work wonders. Next up, lean into self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are lovely. It's about nourishing your entire being, mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Number 3, build a supportive tribe. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel seen and heard. Strong relationships are like the bedrock of our emotional well-being. They provide a sense of belonging, comfort, and strength during challenging times. Ever notice how talking to a good friend can instantly shift your perspective? That's the power of connection. Number 4, cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus towards what you're grateful for can have a profound impact on your mindset. It helps you appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. Keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a few moments each day to reflect on the things that bring you joy. And lastly, remember, it's okay not to be okay. We all go through tough times, and there's strength in acknowledging those feelings. Don't try to bottle them up, allow yourself to feel them fully, process them, and then move forward with resilience. Think of it like weathering a storm. It might be rough, but eventually, the sun will come out again. Now, let me share a quick example that I think you'll relate to. Imagine this. Here at work, juggling deadlines, dealing with demanding clients, and feeling the pressure mounting. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and feel completely overwhelmed. But what if, instead of letting those feelings take over, you took a moment to breathe? What if, instead of rushing through your tasks, you practiced mindfulness and focused on each one step by step? Maybe even took a quick walk outside for some fresh air. That small shift in perspective can make a world of difference. So remember, staying grounded isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with strength, resilience, and a sense of calm amidst the storm. It's about embracing mindfulness, practicing self-care, nurturing your connections, cultivating gratitude, and allowing yourself to feel your emotions fully. Keep those takeaways close to heart, my friends. Apply them daily and watch as you transform your experience of adversity into an opportunity for growth and empowerment. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little grounding in their life. After all, we're stronger together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.